Have a little faith in me, fellas, and darling, we'll never go away again. Just feel that room sway while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, your love with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
You might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be lady tonight. gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws, Phillies affiliates 14 and 16 on the season. Wilmington Nationals affiliates 18 and 15 here in 2023. Victor Vargas will start for Jersey Shore. Dustin Sines, a left-hander for Wilmington. Vargas will make his third appearance with the Blue Claws this year. He's allowed one run in five innings. And Sines 1-1, a 2.22 ERA over his first six games of 2023. Last night, Wilmington picked up an 8-3 win in the first game of the series. T.J. White gave them the lead with a three-run home run in the fourth inning to put him up 4-3. And the Blue Rocks would add four more runs in the eighth and knock off Jersey Shore 8-3 in the series opener last night, the first of 18 meetings between the two teams thus far this season. They will play five more games here this week. 11:05 game, obviously, today. Two night games the next 2 days. 4:05 Saturday, 1:05 Sunday. They'll play six in Wilmington in June and six more in Wilmington in August. So Jersey Shore, despite the loss last night, they're still 12-8 in their last 20 games following that 2-8 start to the season. Wilmington has won six out of their last eight after they went 5-2 last week against Brooklyn in Delaware, and they dropped four out of six in Hudson Valley 2 weeks ago. Blue Claws coming in today in fourth place in the SAL North, six games back behind first place Hudson Valley, who will be here in a couple of weeks. Renegades are 22-12, Greensboro two back, Wilmington three and a half back. Blue Claws are six games off the pace right now, just about the halfway point of the first half. Wilmington's played 33 of 66. Blue Claws had one game canceled. They have played 30 out of what will be 65 for them in the first half, which ends on June 22nd. Pitching preview for today is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Barnabas Health has Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy. So Victor Vargas on the mound for Jersey Shore. He's a 22-year-old left-hander from Cartagena, Columbia, and five innings, four hits and a run with the Blue Claws this year. One walk and he struck out two. He spent some time going back and forth to Philadelphia earlier this year and was in Houston a couple of weeks ago with the Phillies. He was throwing live BP as part of the group to help get Bryce Harper back to the Phillies lineup, where of course he's been for the last couple of weeks. Vargas made his 2023 Claws debut on May 7th at Hickory, threw two innings, gave up one run, and then on Thursday of last week started at Greensboro and gave up just one walk over three scoreless and hitless innings. Vargas was with Clearwater in 2021, made a spot start with Lehigh Valley because they needed a player at the last minute, threw five scoreless there. They sent him to the Blue Claws where he finished up that season, and then last year he was with the Blue Claws, seven games, 2-1, a 2.91 ERA in 34 innings, and made a couple of rehab appearances off an injury in both the Gulf Coast League and Clearwater as well. So Vargas on the mound for Jersey Shore, and on the mound for the Blue Rocks is left-hander Dustin Sines, a 23-year-old. He'll turn 24 years old coming up in just a few weeks on June the 2nd. Fourth-round pick of the Nationals in 2021 out of Texas A&M. This year he's been very good. 1-1, a 2.22 ERA. 28 and a third innings, only 21 hits. He has walked 80, struck out 34. He pitched Thursday against Brooklyn. Six innings, three hits, one unearned run. In fact, in his last four starts, since he allowed four runs in 3 1/3 innings against Hickory back on April 14th. Since then, he has thrown 22 innings and allowed just 9 hits and 1 earned run while striking out 27 batters. So Sines has been pitching extremely well, and he'll be a tough task for the Blue Claws here this afternoon. Greg Brodzinski did what he could in sitting some of his left-handed hitters today, but the Blue Claws just have so many lefties that you're going to end up in a situation where some of these left-handed hitters are going to have to play. So Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, and Rickson Wingrove are out of the lineup. Caleb Ricketts, Marcus Lee, Seng, Jared Carr, Wilfredo Flores are in the lineup. And the only right-handed hitter on the bench for Jersey Shore today is Arturo DeFreitas, a catcher who was activated off of the development list by the Phillies earlier this morning. And the corresponding move there was the release of pitcher Albertus Barber, who was released after the ball game last night. Albertus was here in 2019, 2022, and then 2023. One of the all-time good guys. And sorry it didn't quite work out for him this year, but we'll certainly be rooting for him wherever he turns up next, and hopefully that will be in on a baseball field somewhere. So Albertus Barber given his release after the game yesterday, but hopefully it's just a bump in the road on his baseball injury. Blue Claws and Blue Rocks coming up in just a few minutes, and these teams will play, as we said, tomorrow night. It's a 6:35 game. Friday night, also a 6:35 game. And then 4:05 Saturday, 1:05 on Sunday. Phillies will play a day game today. They're in San Francisco, 3:45 with Taijuan Walker on the mound. And then all the affiliates are playing afternoon games or even morning games. We had an 11:05 game here. Clearwater plays at 12 o'clock against Bradenton. Gabriel Cotto, who has been with the Blue Claws for the bulk of the season, was sent down last week. He'll start for the Threshers. Reading is at Somerset at 11:05. Griff McGarry, who is being stretched back out, he's on the mound for Double A Reading. And Lehigh Valley will have Christopher Sanchez on the mound. They play at 12:15 today in Worcester against the Worcester Red Sox. Once again, waiting for the umpires, who are who knows where. So our Gianna Fiacco, who runs the show down on the field, is checking into the tunnel to make sure that they are on their way. And this is the second straight day that Jalen Goodman and Warren Eubanks have been late for the plate meeting, which is supposed to occur 10 minutes before the game at, in this case, 10:55. But they are nowhere to be found at this point. So we'll see what happens. The Blue Claws extended a couple of hitting streaks last night. Kendall Simmons had a base hit. He's now hit safely in 10 consecutive ball games, over which he is 15 for 42 with 2 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, and 12 RBIs. He hit safely in all 9 of his appearances on the recent 12-game road trip. And Simmons actually has the first Blue Claws ten-game hitting streak since Jonathan Guzman back in 2019. Here are the umpires, so now we can have the plate meeting and eventually get this show on the road. Simmons will go for an 11-game hitting streak here today. Casey Martin goes for 9. He has hit it safely in 8 straight games, had a base hit last night. He's 11 for 31 over that stretch with 2 doubles, a home run, and he's drawn 4 walks. Casey has 7 multi-hit games already this year. He did not get his 7th multi-hit game last year until June the 19th, and he's already stolen 11 bases this season. He's 11 out of 13, and that's only 6 off of what he had all of last season. And he's already drawn 15 walks this year, which is only 7 off of the 22 that he drew all of last year in 489 plate appearances. So he's made some serious strides at the plate thus far this year. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. Last night, the wind was blowing out towards center field and pretty strong. It's not blowing quite as strong here today, but the sun is out, and that's the important thing. School groups from all over the Jersey Shore on hand for the matinee morning game between the Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks. Blue Claws will have one more 11:05 game. That'll be at the end of July for a camp day, and then they'll have a 12:05 p.m. game the week after. You can only host three morning games in the season, so we'll play the next one at 12:05 there the first week of August. Last night, Jersey Shore's bullpen gave up 8 runs in 8 innings. Since April 19th, their bullpen ERA, though, remains is just 3.15, and jumped up about, it was 2.6 last night, so it jumped up a bit. But bullpen's been very good. Jason Ruffcorn threw 2 scoreless innings in that game yesterday, and he has now thrown 8 straight scoreless innings since allowing 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning back on April 18th at Aberdeen. To that point in the season, he had allowed 11 runs in 4 2/3 innings, so good to see Jason bounce back with a big outing in the ball game yesterday. So Blueclaw's getting set to take the field. They'll line up like this. Casey Martin will lead off and play short. Then Caleb Ricketts, the DH. Howie Lee is the second baseman. He'll bat third. Then Kendall Simmons at third. He'll bat fourth. Marcus Lee Sang hits fifth. He's in right. Then Andrick Nava, the catcher. Batting seventh is Jared Carr in center. Anthony Kurion is the first baseman, batting eighth. And batting ninth and playing left field today for the Blueclaws is Wilfredo Flores, who's 20 for 63 on the year, hitting 317. And he's got 7 multi-hit games just to try to get him in the lineup. He can play all over the field, and he'll get in there today. Troy Schreffler was sent down to the FCL Phillies late last week while the team was on the road in Greensboro. So that does open up some at-bats in the outfield and left field, and that's where you'll see Flores play today, infielder, outfielder. He can play wherever you need him to, and he's got a good bat that you certainly want in the lineup. And he'll have a tough opponent today in the lefty Dustin Sines, as we talked about, who comes into the day with a 2.22 earned run average so far this season. He's also held lefties to just 3 for 25 with 10 strikeouts. Right-hand hitters haven't done a lot better, but they've done better. 18 for 82, 25, 24 strikeouts against Sines. Blue Claws have taken the field with Victor Vargas on the mound. Back after this with the Wilmington lineup and the first pitch of today's game. Good morning from Shoretown. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball or watching Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Amazing rendition of the national anthem by Jim Gilbert, who on some days runs the Shoretown soft serve stand for the Blue Claws, but on a lot of these day games, he can sing too. Great job by Jim. Good morning, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Bally Live and MILB TV. Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks this morning, game 2 of a 6-game series. After Jersey Shore dropped the opener last night 8-3, T.J. White hit a 3-run home run for Wilmington to give them the lead in the fourth inning. Blue Claws, Phillies affiliates 14-16. Wilmington, Nationals affiliate They are 18-15 on the season. Victor Vargas for Jersey Shore, right-hander. Third game, 5 innings and 1 run against Dustin Sines. Seventh game for Wilmington, 1-1 at 2.22 ERA. Here's the Wilmington lineup to face Vargas. Viandel Pena leads off and plays second. Then Jacob Young in left. James Wood in center field will bat third. And then Trey Lipscomb in third base will bat fourth. Eric Mejia is a minor league rehabber. He's DHing and batting fifth. And Jeremy De La Rosa in right. Caleb Farmer is catching. He bats seventh. T.J. White, with that home run last night, bats eighth. He's playing first base. And Jordy Barley is the shortstop, and he will bat ninth. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. They are proud to be New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and the official health care provider, the Jersey Shore Blue Cross. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. 63 degrees right now at Shoretown Ballpark. There was a little wind during the warm-up blowing out, but the flags are pretty quiet right now. And Vargas ready to go. The right-hander from Cartagena, Colombia on the mound for Jersey Shore. 22-year-old who made his Blue Claws debut back in 2021 and rejoined the 2023 version of the Blue Claws on the last road trip. Made two appearances there and makes his first Jersey Shore home appearance of 2023. Viandel Pena will lead it off. He's a left-handed hitter and the second baseman for Wilmington. First pitch is grounded softly to second for Hao Yu Lee. No trouble with it. A sidearm lob to first in time, and there's one man away. So our first pitch time today is 11:07, and as we said, 63 degrees for the game time temperature. One pitch and one out. Here's Jacob Young, the left fielder, who's hitting .286 with a home run and 15 batted innings. He's also got 16 stolen bases on the season and 81 in his career. Pitched by Vargas in there for a strike, nothing and one. Plate umpire is Jalen Goodman. Base umpire is Warren Eubanks. Kendall Simmons was playing in at third. He backs up now, and that breaking ball dives down and outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. Vargas into the wind for the 1-1, and that's a changeup in there for a strike. And the count is 1-2. Young bats from the right side. James Wood is on deck, and the pitch is up and away for a ball. And that evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Defensively for the Blue Claws, it's Wilfredo Flores in left, 2-2. The bouncer to the right side, long run for Lee, lunging grab, turns off balance, throw to first, and he throws it wide. It goes into the dugout, and that should be a single E2. Or single and E4. That was a tough play for Hao Yu Lee. I don't know that he would have gotten him even with a good throw. So infield single for Wood. The throw went in the dugout and hopped through the gate, which was a bad break for the Blue Claws. Or not through the gate, through the opening over there. And that'll be a single E4 on Lee to allow Young to advance to second. Here's James Wood, left-handed batter and the center fielder. He came over in the Juan Soto trade in July last year. Vargas steps on. Wood is from Rockville, Maryland. He's only 20. Won't turn 21 until the 17th of September. 272, 5 homers and 26 RBIs. And he looks at a fastball there that just misses outside. And it's one ball and no strikes from Victor Vargas. Anthony Carey on the first baseman is playing pretty close to the line and well behind the bag. Lee over in the hole at second. And the 1-0 is a slider in there for a called strike. And it's 1-1. This is an example where you have the shift bend, and it certainly comes into play because Lee is playing way over in the hole at second base. And normally Casey Martin might play on the first base side of the bag, but he has to stay on the third base side because of the shift bend. And that two-seamer just misses off the plate outside for a ball. And the count is 2-1 on James Wood. Martin keeping Young close, who is very fast. 16 steals on the year. Vargas from the stretch and the slider check swing, and he went around, says the plate umpire Jalen Goodman, and that evens the count at 2-2. Road Grays for Wilmington and the Navy Blues for the Blue Claws. They say Blue Claws across the front in white. Vargas out of the stretch, looks back at the runner at second, and he throws behind him and not in time. That's the second disengagement of the plate appearance. Vargas had stepped off earlier, so he'll have to throw home now. If he does step off and picks off Wood, then Wood would be out. But if he steps off and Wood gets back to the bag at second, then that would be a balk. 2-2. There goes the runner who stumbles and heads back to the base, and the pitch misses low and inside. And that runs the count full at 3-2 on James Wood. So full count. Wind is kind of blowing in now from center. You might be able to hear that in the crowd mic. And a 3-2 way outside and high for 4-4. So Wood draws the walk, and that'll put runners at first and second for Wilmington with one man away, and bring up the third baseman, Trey Lipscomb, a dangerous right-handed batter out of the University of Tennessee, where he was a third-round pick last year, hitting .270 this year with two homers and 16 runs batted in. Lipscomb's from Frederick, Maryland, and he played for Fredericksburg last year, but those places are in two different states. Fredericksburg is down a little bit north of Richmond. Frederick is in Maryland, west of Baltimore and D.C., and about 20 miles or so east of Hagerstown. And the Frederick Keys played there for many years as an Orioles affiliate. First pitch is hit high in the air to center. Going back on it is Carr toward the track. Onto the track, in front of the wall, backs up to make the grab. Runner tags Young. He heads to third, and he'll get in there standing up. Back to first goes Wood. A long out for Lipscomb, but an out nonetheless, and there are two men away. With the wind blowing out last night, that certainly would have been a home run. Ball was flying around here a bit yesterday, but today just missed it. And that is out number two. So now Eric Mejia is stepping up to the plate, and he is a minor league rehabber here with Wilmington. He was just added to the roster a little bit before the game. He's a switch hitter, 28 years old, spent last year with Tacoma, and he takes a little bit low for 1-1. And the count, 1-0. Tacoma is the AAA affiliate of Seattle. Open stance for Mejia from the left side. And the pitch is a little low, just missing. And the count now, 2-0. Played a little bit in the big leagues with the Royals. 17 career major league appearances. And signed with the Nationals this offseason. Vargas steps over, throws the first to check on Wood, who dives back in. So first and third for Wilmington here with two down in the first inning. In a scoreless game. And the pitch is popped up into shallow center for Casey Martin on the edge of the grass. Backs up a step, sunglasses on, makes the grab, and then retires the side. So Vargas gets Mejia on a 2-0 pitch to pop out and end the inning, and the Blue Rocks strand a pair. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. We played half an inning. It's Wilmington nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shorttown Ballpark, we head into the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Casey Martin, the short, leads off for the Blue Claws. Then Caleb Ricketts, the DH, and Howie Lee at second. Kendall Simmons plays third and bats fourth. Marcus Lee Sangs in right field, batting fifth. Andrick Nava hits sixth. He's catching. Then Jared Carr in center. Anthony Kirion at first base will bat eighth, and batting ninth. And playing left is Wilfredo Flores. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities, including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus in Lakewood. Martin swings through a fastball from Dustin Sines, and underway, bottom of the first in a scoreless game, nothing and one. RWJ Barnabas Health, proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the most comprehensive health system in New Jersey. Martin at 265, two homers, 11 ribbies, and he swings through another fastball, and the count, nothing and two. Casey, 11 out of 13, stealing bases, and he's hit safely in eight straight games. Last night, had a single in between three strikeouts. In an 0-2 hole here, and signs his pitch as a check swing. Softly hit foul first base side into the seats, out of play. And the count remains nothing in two. Signs has had an excellent season. He is 1-1, but an ERA of just 2.22. 34 strikeouts, 8 walks in 28 and a third innings, and allowed just 21 hits. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball. Strike three. One away. So on the Hawkeye, that was 90 miles an hour on that fastball from Dustin Sines, who was drafted out of Texas A&M in round four, 2021. He's from Corpus Christi. 23 years old. 2 weeks shy of his 24th birthday on June the 2nd. Here's left-handed hitting catcher Caleb Ricketts, who's DHing today, and he looks at a fastball on the outside corner called strike, and the count nothing and one. Ricketts is 6 out of 27, no homers and an RBI. Had two hits in his Blue Claws debut last Tuesday in Greensboro. And signs his pitch is chopped to the middle. Bartley, the shortstop, to the first base out of the bag to grab it, throws Ricketts out to a win. So 6-3 on that ground out, and that'll bring up the second baseman for the Blue Claws, How You Lee. Lee had a base hit last night and a run scored. He went 1-for-5. And he's at 289 on the season with a home run and 11 runs batted in. 20-year-old from Taiwan is How You Lee. And he looks to the fastball low. The Blue Claws and the Phillies, and Lee dodged a bullet last week. He was playing shortstop in Greensboro and went out on a pop-up and got his leg caught with Marcus Lee saying the center fielder was coming in for the same pop-up. And Lee hits this one in the air in back of first, foul ground. T.J. White drifting over toward the seats, and it hits the net. White misjudged that. That hit the bottom part of the net. He might have had a play on it. I think he thought it was going out of play, but it hung in there. So Lee gets another chance, one ball and a strike. But, yeah, Lee got his knee caught with Marcus Lee saying he went down on the play, came out of the game. This was last Tuesday. Didn't play Wednesday, didn't play last Thursday, but has been back in there since last Friday. And the pitch on the way is a breaking ball bouncer up the middle. The shortstop ranges left. Bartley sidearms over to first in time, and the inning is over. So a strikeout and two groundouts, a 1-2-3 inning for Dustin Sines. We've played one, no score. Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claws Toss experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Runner leads off first, Taylor Rosa, 6 for
taking
10.
The best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the boardwalk, hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo with a boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, Our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So Vargas made a couple of trips to Philly, and then he was in Houston, which was the series before Harper was reactivated by Philadelphia. And he was there, slider, strike to Barley, nothing in one, throwing a few live BPs. They brought a few guys there, Tyler McKay, Jeff Hoffman. Hoffman, of course, now in the big leagues with the Phils, and has been throwing very well. 0-1 on Barley. Vargas deals. Outside and low, backhanded by Nava on the slider. Kept it in front of him, and the runner stays put at second base. But this is not Victor's first time with the Blue Claws. He came up in 2021 and made 7 starts at the end of the season that year. He had been in Clearwater, went to Lehigh for a spot start, and threw 5 scoreless innings, so they set him up here. And then he was with the Blue Claws last year, made 7 appearances. Here's the 1-1. That's inside, and it hit him. So he plunks Barley with a high and tight fastball, and that'll put runners at first and second with 2 out, and bring up the leadoff hitter, second baseman Viandel Peña. Peña's from the Dominican Republic. 22 years old. He's only 5 foot. He's listed at 5'7", 148 switch hitter. Came into the day at 224, grounded out his first time. He did have 3 hits, though, in the ballgame last night. Out of the stretch, the right-hander. Vargas's pitch is low, blocked by Andrick Nava, and it's 1-1, no strikes. 31 pitches for Vargas thus far. And only 15 strikes. That's a changeup high and outside of the count, 2-0. Well, he's pitched 2 innings and he's pitched 3 innings in his 2 games with Jersey Shore so far this season. Threw 48 pitches in those 3 innings at Greensboro on Thursday. Did not allow a run or a hit. Did walk one. But a bit off of the command early on today. On tip foul at home plate. The count 2-1. Hasn't allowed anything yet. I mean, yet Peña getting out of this jam. They had first and third. Or excuse me, they had first and second with 1 out in the first inning. And then first and third with 2 out. But he got rehabbing Blue Rock Eric Mejia to pop out. Bouncer foul down first, and the count is 2-2 on Viandel Peña. There are a few other games going on in the Philly system this afternoon. All 4 affiliates are starting before 12:15. Right now, the only game in action is in Somerset, where AA Reading has a 3-0 lead. Griff McGarry on the mound for Reading today, and a scoreless first with 2 Ks. That one high and outside. And the count on Peña now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So that'll start the runners. De La Rosa from second and Barley from first base. We're in 2-2 out, no score, top 2. Runners go, pitch, foul back. End of the screen. And the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beautiful day, wind blowing in a bit from center. Blew out last night. But in this morning, here's the 3-2, and Vargas spins the runner back to second. Second of 18 meetings between the two teams this year. And this is Wilmington's only visit to Shoretown. They're only 95 miles away, but they never played until Wilmington moved up to high A, or the Blue Claws went up to high A 2 years ago. Runners go again, foul, tipped at home plate. Wilmington had been in high A, mostly with the Royals, a couple of years with the Red Sox, from 1993 through 2019. And then there was no 2020 season. So come 2021, Blue Claws move up to high A, and they're grouped with the Blue Rocks. 3-2, runners go, and that pitch just missed inside for 4. So went to, I think, a cutter at 85 miles an hour, and it just misses off the plate. So for Vargas, his second walk, and it loads the bases. Pena to first, Barley to second, De La Rosa to third, and the dangerous right-handed hitting Jacob Young is coming up to the plate. Young, a Ponte Vedra, Florida native, was drafted in the third round by the Nationals, drafted in the seventh round by the Nationals in 2021. After three seasons at Florida, including the 2020 COVID shortened season where he only played 17 games, he was an all SEC performer in 2021, which was his sophomore year, although his third year, because everybody got a redshirt freebie because of the COVID season. So here's Young with the bases loaded and two out after a mound visit from Phil Condari, the pitching coach, and a swing and a miss. Young behind in the fastball, and the count is nothing and one. So no score at top of the second, but Wilmington has them loaded up, and Vargas deals a slider down and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Nice crowd on hand today for Education Day, the second of two for the Blue Claws this season. 1-1 pitch, slider outside, and it's two balls and a strike. And the throw back gets behind Vargas. A low throw from Nava, squirted behind the runner at third. De La Rosa came off the bang but did not attempt to run home. Blue Claws have some stirring in the bullpen. We'll see if they get somebody up. Vargas up to 40 pitches, only 20 strikes. 2-1 count, and the pitch is light in the air, shallow right field. Coming on, Marcus Lee saying he's there, and he makes the grab, and that retires the sun. Well, Vargas pitched into but out of trouble in the second. No runs, one hit, three left on. Bottom two coming up, no score on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom half of the second inning, Blue Claws and Wilmington, no score. So in two turns at bat, Wilmington has seen 42 pitches from Victor Vargas, and they have sent 11 men to the plate. Dustin Sines, the starter for Wilmington, threw 9 pitches, 8 strikes in a 1-2-3 first inning. So Simmons, Lee Sang, Nava. 4-5-6 for the Blue Claws. First pitch inside. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes on Kendall. Simmons at 340 with 4 homers and 13 RBIs. He sits safely in 10 straight games and is the first Blue Claw to do that. 1-0 is low, 2-0. Since Jonathan Guzman had a 10-game hitting streak in 2019. It was Mike Micucci, you remember that was low A. That's inside, 3-0. Remember, Guzman came back in 2021, Blue Claws, but They had moved up a level to high A. So Simmons ahead of the count 3-0 with Lee Seng on deck. Leading off in the second, no score. Taking all the way, a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. And the count is 3-1 on the Macon, Georgia native Kendall Simmons. Right-handed batter. Had an oblique injury, forced him to miss the beginning of the season. Swing and a miss, a changeup 3-2. But he has come back very strong. Played 17 games here at the end of last season and hit 273 with three homers. 3-2 pitch, foul back. Already has four this year and had two in a game on May 6th down at Hickory. He had two. Ricks and Wingrove had two. And the Blue Claws had six total, which tied a single-game franchise record. 3-2 pitch from Dustin Sines is a curveball low. Simmons lays off, and it's ball four. So there's the first Jersey Shore base runner. Simmons the leadoff walk here in the second. That'll bring up Marcus Lee Seng, the right fielder. 265, two home runs and 11 RBIs for Lee Seng, who last night had two hits and a walk in the 8-3 Blue Claws defeat the first game of the series. That walk was brought to you by PC Richard & Son. For appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses, get to PC Richard & Son. Simmons has not attempted a steal yet this season as Lee Seng takes inside. With a friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, and the guaranteed lowest prices, PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. Andrik Nava is on deck, and Sines throws over. Back standing is Simmons. So 1-0 here on Marcus Lee Seng. Like Simmons, came up in August of last year. They're now key members, middle of the order guys this year. Signs his pitch, a little squibber, and it bounces back, spinning behind home plate for a foul ball. Defensively for Wilmington, looks like this. Jacob Young is in left field. James Wood in center, and Jeremy De La Rosa is in right. Trey Lipscomb is in third. Jordy Barley at short. Second baseman Viandel Pena. TJ White's at first, and Caleb Farmer is behind the plate. Signs is 1-1, cut on it, missed. And it's one ball, two strikes on Marcus Lee Seng. Sines came in today with a 2.22 earned run average and had allowed one earned run in 24 innings. Throw to first, they have Simmons picked off. Throw down to second, and it gets off the mitt of Barley. Squirts into shallow left field. Simmons takes off for third, and he's there standing up. So how are they going to score that? It'll be an E6, I think. And he definitely should have caught that, the shortstop Barley. Now, it should be a caught stealing E6. Should be a caught stealing E6 and allowing him to go to third. But no stolen base on that for Simmons. So Kendall goes to third. And Blue Claws get a break because that should be, that would have been an easy out. And it would have been a runner at, or a one out and nobody on. Now it's a runner at third and nobody out. Now Blue Claws are asking the plate umpire Jalen Goodman a question, and I think, if I had to guess, they want to know if that counts as a disengagement in this plate appearance. And now Goodman points over to the Wilmington dugout, waving up here, points to the Wilmington dugout and puts up number one. Was there a mound visit after that that just missed? But either way, runner at third and nobody out. Infield in for Wilmington. Here's the 1-2, and it's a juice shot over third and fair. It dunks in for a base hit. Young was playing back in left center. He's got a long way to go. Simmons heads down to second and turns and stops there. Excuse me, Lee Seng heads into second, turns and stops there. Simmons scores. It's a bloop RBI double for Marcus Lee Seng, and Jersey Shore has a 1-0 lead. So Lee Seng got totally jammed on that, and loops it in there for a double, and Andrik Nava will be the batter. Pitch is hit in the air to center pretty well. Lee Sang tags. Wood backs up over to his left, makes the grab. And now Wood drops the ball. Lee Sang dropped it on the transfer. And Lee Sang dives in at third. So a fly out by Nava. That's the first out. Lee Sang ends up at third. And the batter will be Jared Carr. Now the two umpires are talking, Warren Eubanks and Jalen Goodman. And Mario Lisson, the manager for Wilmington, is out there. And I think they're going to ask about, oh, you know what? They said he dropped the ball. No, he dropped that on the transfer. Are they going to say he dropped the ball? I mean, he dropped that on the transfer. No doubt about it, at least to these eyes. And Mario Lisson can't believe it. So the two umpires are talking. I was writing the play down. I peek up, and there's Nava still at first base. So that would be an E8 if... And they say safe. And Mario Lisson can't believe it. That, watch this again. Oh, yeah. That's it. And Mario Lisson's been thrown out of the ball game. I don't blame him. That's an awful call, no offense to the umpires, but it's a routine fly ball. He caught the ball, and he dropped it on the transfer. I can't believe they called that. So that's the break of all time for the Blue Claws. It'll go down as an error, and the second error of the inning for Wilmington. And Jersey Shore has runners in first and third with one out here in the second inning. Lisson is arguing now with the plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. And he waves goodbye to the base umpire, Warren Eubanks, as he heads back. He'll go up the tunnel. Yeah, they got a bad break on that. He dropped the ball. I mean, it was a routine play by Wood. He dropped the ball, transferring it from his glove hand to his bare hand because Marcus Lee Sang was tagging up at second and heading to third. And that's why he dropped the ball. But they ruled safe. And the Blue Claws get a break. And now I think somebody's been thrown out from the bullpen down the line in left field. And Warren Eubanks is going out. Here comes Mario Lisson again, the manager for Wilmington, who's already been thrown out. And one of his relievers has been ejected. I guess he said something to Warren Eubanks. And whoever it is wearing a Washington Nationals pullover over his uniform, so I have no idea who it was, but it's one of their relief pitchers down there. So manager Mario Lisson of Wilmington and one of their relief pitchers have been thrown out of the ball game, and the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. Yeah, that's a bad break for Wilmington. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that should be first and third. It should be a runner at third for the Blue Claws. This car bounces one to first. That'll get a run in. The second baseman, Pena, over to grab it. Underhands to White at first. So that should have been, and that'll be an RBI for Carr. So 4-3 on the putout. I mean, that's the first out of the inning. It should have been one out, runner at third. And then Wilmington would have brought the infield in. Who knows what would have happened on that play. Instead, it was first and third, nobody out. So they play the infield back to try to get two. They give up the run on the grounder there. So Jersey Shore with two runs on one hit and two Wilmington errors in the inning. Here's Anthony Carrion now, the runner at second. And he takes inside from Dustin Sines. And the count, 1-0, no strikes. Carrion at 197, a home run, 6 RBIs. Did not play last night. And he's out in front there of an off-speed pitch from Sines, and the count is 1-1. No action in the Blue Claws pen, so Vargas, who did labor a bit there in the second inning, will stay in. 42 pitches for Victor, 21 strikes so far. A walk, an RBI double after a pickoff caught stealing that should have been an out. turns Lee Sang's double into an RBI double. As Kyria takes down an inside ball two. Nava reaches on the E8. That should have been an out. And then Carr grounds out. So anything that scores in this inning from here is unearned, and everything that has scored already is unearned. Kyrion takes that one inside, and it's ball three, 3-1. And then two ejections for Greensboro manager Mario Lisson, and then one of their relievers who couldn't tell who it was. He was wearing a Nationals pullover. 3-1 pitches, skied in the air to center. Wood backs up, drifts a little bit to his left. We'll see if he goes two hands on this one. No, one hand. Makes the catch, throws it back in. And Nava, who is not going to test Wood, especially with two out, stays put in second. So Kyrion flies out two away. And that'll bring to the plate Wilfredo Flores. Flores has had a good start to the season. He's hitting .317, 20 out of 63. No home runs, 6 RBIs, and he already has 7 multi-hit games and 4 go-ahead RBI singles. Takes that one inside. Count 1 ball and no strikes. One thing I thought was it last night, Blue Claws lost 8-3. It was the first time all year that they've lost by more than 4 runs, so they've been basically in every game. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball high and tight. 2-0 on Flores. On deck is Casey Martin. Blue Claws have been absolutely gifted 2 runs in this inning. Inside, that almost hit him. And the count 3-0 now on Flores. So Jersey Shore with a 2-0 lead. Against Dustin Sines, one of the best lefties in this league. And that's high and tight ball for him. So that'll put 2 on. And that's the second walk of the inning for Sines. And it brings up Casey Martin. But that walk, by the way, brought to you by PC Richardson, friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richardson is the company you can trust since 1909. Yeah, the Blue Claws got a huge break on that call as Martin out in front of a changeup, nothing and one. They said Wood just dropped the pop-up, but pretty clearly caught the pop-up and then dropped it, transferring from his glove to his bare hand, which would have been an out. Here's a fly ball into right center. Wood's been busy this inning. Drifts into the gap, and the center fielder makes a one-handed catch and then retires the sign. So the Blue Claws scored 2 runs on 1 hit. There were 2 errors, and there was 1 left. We played 2, and the Blue Claws lead it 2-0 on Bally Live, MILB TV, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told
2-0 Jersey Shore, and this game moves along into the third inning. Blue Claws get two unearned runs there in the second inning on just one hit. There were two Wilmington errors, and one of them, though, was the direct result of what we thought was a very poor call on a flyout by Andrik Nava. There was a runner at second base, and the center fielder, James Wood, who's up now, he was talking cordially to the plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Wood dropped the ball after catching it, and on the transfer to his bare hand, bounces this one to first and through into right field for a base hit. So Wood singles on the first pitch of the third inning, and he's aboard for the second time. He walked back in the first. So if they called that flyout by Nava correctly, it would have been just an F8. And Lee Sang would have tagged and went to third, and it would have been a runner at third with one out. As it turned out, it was a runner at first and a runner at third with nobody out. And the Blue Claws got them both in, or got the second run in. Here's a liner back toward the middle and another base hit. This one by Trey Lipscomb. So Wilmington with hits on the first two pitches of the third inning. And after that play, and the seemingly missed call by the umpires, both Mario Lisson, the manager of the manager of Wilmington, and also one of their relievers, who remains unidentified, were both thrown out of the game by Warren Eubanks, the base umpire. Here's Eric Mejia. He a rehabbing infielder for the Nationals. And that went a little bit low. He has a little big league time, 17 games with Kansas City. Mostly a AAA player the last few years. Was in the Mariners system last year in AAA Tacoma in the PCL. First and second with nobody out, and he takes inside 2-0. Mejia popped up to short with two on and two out to end the first inning. So Wilmington with four hits and two errors, and the Blue Claws two runs on one hit, one error, and there's a strike, 2-1. So the Blue Rocks with runners at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the third as they try to get back in the game, and the Blue Claws lead 2-0. Mejia, switch hitter, bats left, open stance, fouls it back, chopping it behind the plate, and the count is 2-2. Other Phillies game in action right now in the Phillies system. Redding has a 4-0 lead up the road in Somerset. Griff McGarry went 2 2/3, one hit, one walk, struck out 5. Grounder to the right side, Lee fields the second baseman, pivots, long throw to second, there's one, Martin fires back to first, not in time. Kerryon came off the bag. It would have been a bang-bang play anyway, so that'll be a fielder's choice. 4-6. And one away. Lipscomb's out at second. Wood goes to third. And you can score that one for the positioning cards because they had Mejia played way over there in the hole. And if Lee is playing normal positioning, normal depth, double play depth, that would have been a base hit for sure. So fielder's choice. And the Blue Rocks have runners on the corners. Fastball inside to De La Rosa, and it's 1-0. De La Rosa singled to start the second, stole second, and ended up stranded at third. Vargas comes set at the belt, and the pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. Throw to first and back standing. That time is Eric Mejia. So James Wood is the runner at third, and Eric Mejia is the runner at first with one out. And Lee playing way over once again in the hole at second base. Bouncer to the same spot and squirts past Lee into right field. And scoring from third base is Wood. Mejia goes to second, and it's a 2-1 game, base hit for Jeremy De La Rosa. Lee slid after it, and it squirts by him. So 2-1 the score. And what is the fifth hit of the day for Wilmington? And that'll bring up Caleb Farmer, the catcher, who grounded out to third. And now Lee is down. He slid after that. And Greg Brodzinski, the manager, along with Megan Flaherty, the trainer, and Peter Lynn, Lee's interpreter are working with him and talking to him over there on the second base or by the infield dirt on the first base side, and Lee's going to come off. Nick Ward is going to come in. As soon as Lee went down, Nick Ward went out to the bullpen to play catch. Ward will come in and go to third, and Kendall Simmons will move over to second base. And that's unfortunate for Lee, who had his left knee caught in a collision with Marcus Lee Sang last week in Greensboro. Missed a couple of days. Came back and was doing just fine. Was 100%. They wouldn't have put him in there if he wasn't. But now Lee hobbles off. So that will put Ward into the game for Jersey Shore. It was just a chopper to the left side. And Lee slid after it and just came up a little gimpy. I don't know if he got caught or what. Meanwhile, a mound conference right now between catcher Andrick Nava, pitcher Victor Vargas, and the shortstop Casey Martin. So a run is in. And it's a 2-1 game. Yeah, Lee just slid after it, and when he got to his feet, he immediately went back down onto his knees. He just twisted or what. He is out of the game. So Mejia's at second. De La Rosa, who gets the RBI single, is at first. And Caleb Farmer, the batter, is the catcher. Right-handed hitter, double play candidate. Still nobody, one out, excuse me. And the pitch is low and inside for a ball. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Farmer grounded to third his first time. And the Blue Claws will get some action up in their pen right now. Here's a high pop foul off third. Out of play. And into the seats, Ward gives chase. So just resetting things defensively for the Blue Claws. It's Flores in left, Carr in center, Lee Sang in right, Ward at third, Martin at short, Simmons goes over from third base to second, Kirion is at first, and the catcher, Andrick Nava. One out, and the pitch inside, and the count is one ball and one strike on Caleb Farmer, who is 8 out of 44 so far on the year. T.J. White, a left-handed hitter with some serious power, is on deck. Left-handed action of the bullpen for the Blue Claws. And that pitch is in there for a called strike. I think that is Rafael Marcano, who is throwing now for Jersey Shore. Vargas out of the stretch, and the pitch way outside. Slider blocked by Nava. And the count 2-1. Wind has shifted again. Now it's blowing out towards right field. Wind has bounced all over the place today. It's been in, then it was quiet, then it was in, then it was out to center, now it's out to right. Here's a little broken bat blooper in a shallow left field that's dropping in front of Flores for a base hit. Plays it on a hop, and the runners will move up a base. The throw comes in, cut off by Ward. So Mejia goes to third. De La Rosa goes to second. Farmer goes to first. And that'll bring up T.J. White with the bases loaded and one out. And we'll see what happens here with Vargas. Six hits so far for Wilmington. Greg Brodzinski and Phil Condari talking about things in the dugout. Brodzinski walking over toward the opening. And here he comes. So that'll do it for Vargas, who I don't think realizes it yet. And now he does. Bull makes his way out to the mound. Bases are loaded, one out. You have a left-handed hitter up in White. And certainly makes sense to make the move here. And they do that. New pitcher will be Rafael Marcano. So Vargas' day is over. 2-1, Jersey Shore the lead. But Wilmington has the bases loaded and one out here in the third on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo with a boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills in the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Rafael Marcano is the new pitcher for the Blue Claws, a left-hander. Will make his sixth appearance of the season. 16 innings, 12 hits, 8 earned runs. He has walked 7, and he has struck out 17. 23-year-old left-hander from Puerto Fijo, Venezuela. Bases are loaded with one out, and T.J. White turns around to bat from the right side here, switch hitter, against Marcano. And Rafael's first pitch is a breaking ball, swing and a miss. He's a three-quarter left-hander, is Marcano. He's been primarily a starter with the Blue Claws. Made 10 starts last season, coming up in July. 0-1 on White, and a pop-up foul off first out of play, and the count 0-2. This year he's made 3 starts and 5 appearances overall. He's missed a little time with a blister, but I talked to him yesterday, and he showed me he's all happy, it's under control. All you can do is just put a lot of cream on it and ice it up and wait it out. That one inside to White, and it's 1-2. He pitched on Sunday at Greensboro, 2 innings, 2 hits, and a run in that ball game, and was the winning pitcher. Jersey Shore's win on Sunday. Here's the 1-2, and that's a little low, 2-2. So Mejia's at third, De La Rosa's at second, Farmer's at first with one out. 2 runs, 1 hit for the Blue Claws, 1 run, 6 hits for Wilmington. But they are threatening here. They took the lead in the fourth inning on a White home run last night. Here's the pitch, and that's a breaking ball inside. And the count is full at 3-2. So, no place to put him. Marcano, who was ahead in the count on T.J. White, who's got 3 homers this year and 11 last year. Marcano has to throw a strike on this pitch. One man down. 2-1 Jersey Shore, top half of the third. And the 3-2 is inside. He walked him, ball 4. That will tie the game, bringing in Eric Mejia. And it is now 2-2. De La Rosa goes to third. Farmer goes to second. White aboard at first, and he picks up his 13th RBI of the season. And that'll bring up Jordy Barley, the 9 hitter with a shortstop. The other thing is, you walk White, and now unless Barley hits into a double play, you got to get back to the top of the order. 2-2 game, first pitch popped up back here out of play. And that one is fouled. The count is nothing and one. Barley was hit by a pitch from Vargas in the second inning. Vigner went 2 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. 2 runs so far. Responsible for 2 of the 3 on base. That one low, a fastball from the southpaw Marcano, and it's 1-1. Marcano pitched 3 scoreless innings on opening day in Brooklyn. That's probably his best outing of the season. Here's the 1-1, a backdoor breaking ball misses outside. Struck out 3 in that game, but he's been pretty good except for one game. That was in Aberdeen on April 18th when he gave up 6 runs in 3 1/3 innings. But those six are six of the eight runs he's given up in his first five appearances this season. 2-1 on Barley, and the pitch is hit in the air to center pretty well. On the run, Carr racing back toward the track, onto the track, at the wall, reaching up, making the catch. Good play by Carr. De La Rosa tags it from third. He'll score. Farmer tags and goes to third. White back to first. A long sack fly for Jordy Barley. And Wilmington takes a 3-2 lead. So while that was a long fly out, that could have been easily a two or three run double or even a grand slam. Hit it out to the Provident Bank sign just to the right of dead center, did Barley. And Wilmington now has a 3-2 lead. Here is Viandel Pena, second baseman. Switch hitter, bats from the right side. First and third, two down. And Marcano's first pitch on the way is popped up right side of the infield. Back on a Kirion, over goes Simmons. Kirion the call behind the bag. Fights the sun a bit. No trouble, though. Makes the catch, and that retires the side. But a bit of a messy inning, and Wilmington comes back to take the lead. They score three times, and they do it on four hits. No errors and two left. We've played 2.5, 3-2 Blue Rocks on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Shoretown Ballpark, and we head into the bottom half of the third. Jersey Shore led 2-0. They now trail it 3-2. And Caleb Ricketts, Nick Ward, and Kendall Simmons will bat against the lefty Dustin Sines. Both Blue Claws runs in the second were unearned off Sines. Here's Ricketts, who grounded the short his first time, and he looks at a fastball for a strike on the inside corner, and the count 0-1. Caleb, out of the University of San Diego, seventh-round pick last year by the Phillies. He was the West Coast Conference Player of the Year. And he looks at that fastball inside corner called strike. Ricketts made his pro debut with Clearwater last August. In his first game, he had 4 hits. And then in his second game, he had 2 more hits and his first professional home run. 0-2 pitch. Bouncer back to the mound. Barley, the shortstop, charges, gloves it in front of the bag at second. Lobs high to first, and Ricketts is safe. We'll see how they score that. E6 on Barley. And Caleb legs out the infield base hit. Or the E6 there officially is how they score it. So he's at first. And that'll bring up Nick Ward, who bats for the first time today. It was a high throw. And he also lobbed it. It was not a good throw by Jordy Barley. So Ward came on for Hao Yu Lee, who left in the top of the third inning after sliding for a ground ball in the hole. Here's Ward, bats on the left side, and the pitch to him is a breaking ball low for ball one. Nick at 269, 5 home runs, 20 RBIs. He's also drawn 22 walks in his 120 plate appearances this year, which is excellent. Around 16% on the walk rate, and that's a curveball for a called strike from Dustin Sines, and the count is 1-1 and 1 strike. Ward 6 for 13 since Saturday with multi-hit games in each of his last three appearances, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. 1-1, foul in the ring, back into the screen, and the count 1-2. Now, from a roster move standpoint for the Blue Claws, if Lee is going to be out, they do have Uziel Valoria here. He's on the development list, so they could activate Uziel, who can play second, third, and short. We'll see. 1-2 is a slider low from Sines, 2-2. But hopefully, Hao Yu Lee is okay. But slid after a ground ball in the hole at second, popped up, and then went right back down to his knee and hobbled off the field. So he's back in the clubhouse getting checked out right now. 2-2, count on Nick Ward. Out of the belt, the left-hander. Sines' pitch is skied in the air pretty well. In the left, going back on it, Young toward the track. He's there, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the out. With the wind pushing balls out towards right field, anything slicing down the left field line kind of gets knocked down into the wind, pushed back into fair territory. That's what happened on that flyout. So one away. And here is Kendall Simmons, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Three to two, Wilmington. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch to Simmons. A strike called on the outside corner. 0-1 on Kendall. Marcus Lee sang on deck. Sines giving up two runs, both unearned. And only one hit so far. And Simmons takes that one low ball one. And the hit was a double to Marcus Lee Sang, who got jammed and just fisted it over third base. It landed fair by about 6 inches, and it landed behind the infield dirt by only a few feet. 1-1 to Simmons, and he hits a hot shot down third, fair ball, base hit, and it rolls down the left field line, hits off the sidewall behind the Wilmington bullpen. Ricketts on his way to third, he pulls in there. Simmons into second with a double. So Kendall Simmons, a two-base hit, and Wilmington has runners at second and third with one out for the right fielder, Marcus Lee Sang. So the error on Barley and the double by Simmons gives the Blue Claws Ricketts at third and Simmons at second with one out here in inning number three, down 2-1. And now they're trying to get the crowd into the game. And Lee Sang, who picked up his 12th RBI with his double, steps into the box. Infield in for Wilmington. And he takes Hyatt outside. Excuse me. That was his 17th RBI of the season. Misspoke. 1-0 on Lee Sang. A little weird to see the infield in with runners at second and third. And Marcus tries to check a swing. Pitch came up and in. And he is able to pull back in time. So two balls, no strikes. Usually with runners at second and third, they'll play the middle back so you don't get beat for two runs on a blooper. But Wilmington brings them all in, and Lee Sang takes a curveball for a called strike. 2-1. Hendrick Nava's on deck. Two balls, one strike. Out of the stretch, the left-hander Dustin Sines. And the pitch, a fastball, that's a little low, and it's 3-1. So one out, runners at second and third. Wilmington 3, Jersey Shore 2. And here's the 3-1. Pulled on the ground softly to first, runner holds. Grabbed by White, steps on the bag, and that's out number two. So Lee Sang can't get the runner in. Three unassisted on the ground out. And now it's up to Hendrick Nava. Nava's a switch hitter, bats on the right side. last year with the Blue Claws hit .243 in 70 at-bats, 22 games. This year he's 8-39, now 8-40 after flying out to center his first time, reaching on the E8, swinging a miss and changeup, nothing and one. That was the play where Wood caught the ball, dropped it, transferring to his throwing hand to try to throw Lee Sang out, tagging from second to third. But they ruled that he just dropped the ball on the catch. 0-1. High fly ball hit well left center. On the run, Young. On the run, Wood. They get together back at the left center field wall, and it's off the top of the wall and gone. A home run. Enric Nava. A three-run home run. And Jersey Shore is back in front. It's 5-3 Blue Claws. So Enric Nava gets his first home run of the season, and it's a big one. A three-run shot to put Jersey Shore back in front. Sixth career homer for Nava, who hit four last year, all with the Threshers. So that's his first Blue Claws home run as well. There's the big wall out there in left center by the Chick-fil-A fan zone. I don't think he got in there. And Carr breaks his bat, soft grounded to third for Lipscomb, fires to first in time, and that retires the sign. But the Blue Claws take the lead. Three runs, two hits, one error, none left. 5-3 Jersey Shore to the fourth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, three-run home run by Enric Nava, and poor Dustin Science has allowed five runs in this game, and none of them are earned. Blue Claws have a 5-3 lead. Caleb Ricketts reached on an E6 to start the third inning, and then with two out, Nava hits the three-run home run. So three Wilmington errors have led to five unearned runs, and Jersey Shore has a 5-3 lead. Here's Jacob Young to lead off against Rafael Marcano, who earned the win on Sunday and has a chance to earn a win here today. Now the pitcher of record, Victor Vargas, the starter, went 2 1/3, allowed six hits, three runs, all earned. Fastball low, 2-0 on Young. 2-3-4 in this inning for Wilmington against Marcano, who faced three batters in the third. He got two outs and issued a walk. And there's a fastball for a called strike. And the count is 2-1 on Jacob Young. So Jersey Shore with a win would get back to within a game of .500. And it would be their third win in their last four games. Fastball down and inside. Three balls and a strike on Young. Long way to go, though, as we start the fourth inning. Young, however, is not a guy you want to walk. He has 16 stolen bases this year and 81 in 89 attempts in his career. That's high and outside, and Marcano did just that. He walks him. So a five-pitch walk, two walks for Marcano. and four already by Blue Claws pitching. It puts Young at first and brings up the center fielder, James Wood. So here's Wood. Bats from the left side. He came over in the Juan Soto trade. And that one a little bit low. And I'm a count one ball on those strikes. Just to go back for a second to Marcano's home run. It hit above the home run line, the 8-foot high padded wall out there in left center, and wedged in between. Throw to first, close, and they got him! Oh, and Jacob Young can't believe it. He put his hands right on his helmet. Two Blue Rocks have already been ejected by this crew today. Manager Mario Lisson and then one of their relievers got thrown out, and Young not happy that he got picked off there, but Warren Eubanks, the base umpire, told him, he patted to his left shoulder, said they got the tag Kirion did on the shoulder, so that's a pickoff. And one away. So 1-0 here on James Wood, and Marcano's pitch is a breaking ball for a called strike. So the home run that Nava hit, you have the out there in left center. It's a 20-foot high wall. Breaking ball bouncer left side. Ward ranges to his left. He grabs it. Spins, throws to first, and safe. Infield base hit for James Wood. Ward was playing off the bag, made a good run to his left, spun and threw accurately, but Wood, who's very fast, beats it out. So an infield single. And that'll bring up Trey Lipscomb. Lips coming right-handed batter. He singled in the third inning. Wind blowing out towards right center. 5-3, Jersey Shore, top of the fourth. Fastball low. And it's one ball and no strikes. So out in left center there, it's a 20-foot high wall, but you only have to clear 8 feet for it to be a home run. And that ball wedged in between the 8-foot high sign and then the bigger sign above it. Breaking ball cut on a miss by Lipscomb, and the count is one ball, two strikes. So a home run there for Andrick Nava. Yeah, there's a bit of a gap. Nothing huge. If you look at the video, you can kind of see it, but enough, obviously, to fit a baseball. So that was in play for years. It was only within the last 5 years that they lowered the home run line to 8 feet all the way around. So for the first 16 years of the stadium, fouled off by Lipscomb to the right out of play, and the count 1-2. That would have been a ground rule double, but it is now a home run. And for Nava, his first home run as a Blue Claw. And time called. So above you have the 8-foot high padded wall. Then above that you have another 8-foot high sign, Judd Shaw injury law. That's what Nava hit, and it skidded in between the two layers. Above the Judd Shaw sign is the Chick-fil-A fan zone sign, 4 feet high. So it's 20 feet from top to bottom. 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side, and again out of play. Still 1-2. And any ball that went over all three, over the Chick-fil-A sign, would be into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. And that would have meant free Chick-fil-A for everybody in the stadium. Fouled off again. That one in the net above the Jersey Shore dugout. And skips back onto the field. Still 1-2. Nava's home run a little bit shy of that, but he will certainly still take it. And it gives the Blue Claws a 5-3 lead. Blue Claws have 5 runs on 3 hits. Kind of the opposite of last night's game. Runner goes. Pitch popped up right side. Wood heads back to first. Long run in for the right fielder, Marcus Lee, saying he can't get it, and it's a foul ball. Foul by about a foot. Too far back for Kirion, too far in for Marcus, racing in from right field, and he couldn't get there. So a foul ball, and the count remains 1-2, and Lipscomb gets a break on that. Well, I guess yes and no. He gets a break that Lee Sang was playing so deep that he couldn't get to the pop-up. He also missed a hit by about 3 or 4 inches. One out, runner at first. One and two, count on Lipscomb. Marcano out of the stretch, the pitch. Fouled off again, first base side. And that one to the back rows of section 102 down the right field line. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Well, Jersey Shore down 5-3. Up 5-3. Runner leans and they got him picked off. Kerryon runs Wood back towards second. Throws a little high to Martin, who makes a snow cone catch. He throws to Marcano, who chases Wood towards second. He throws to Simmons, who chases it back to first. Nava's there. He throws back to Martin, and he's safe at first. The ball squirted away. So that'll be a whole lot of nothing. And it should have been an out. And the Blue Claws get nothing out of it. It would have been 1-3-6-1-4, and then either 2 or 6. What Kendall did was he waited and then threw it to, waited for Martin to get back to first base running in behind them because he didn't want to throw to Nava, the catcher, because he had, you know, all the equipment. He probably should have just thrown to Nava, though. So that's a whole lot of nothing. Here's the 1-2, and it's inside for a ball. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not a bad effort. And a good pickoff move by Marcano, but probably an out. Well, certainly it was an out they should have got. That's in the dirt. Kicks to the left of Nava and bounces away. Wild pitch. Down to second goes Wood. And Wilmington has a runner at second base here with one man out. So that eliminates the possibility of the double play. Two and two on Lipscomb. Swinging a foul tip and held by Nava, strike three. Oh, Marcano gets a big strikeout there, his first. And that'll bring up Eric Mejia, the DH. The strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Eric Mejia batting from the right side. Switch hitter. He's on a minor league rehab assignment. And Marcano's pitch is inside for a ball. Before that pitch, Brock Stassi, the hitting coach, popped out of the dugout and was signaling to the outfielders, adjusting positioning. Mejia grounded into a 4-6 fielder's choice in the third. And he's 0-2. And he pops this one up, first base side. Kerryon racing in, but that'll get over the screen. Lands on the dugout and bounces back to our right. And the count is 1-1 on Eric Mejia. Mejia on minor league rehab assignment. He began the year on the injured list. He's still on the injured list for the AAA team, the Rochester Red Wing. And the 1-1 is high. And the count is 2 balls and a strike on Eric Mejia. So Jersey Shore 5, Wilmington 3. Here in the top half of the fourth inning. Runner at second, two down for the Blue Rocks, and the pitch by Marcano, high and outside. And now the count is 3 balls and 1 strike. Tying run of the plate, top of the fourth. 5-3, Blue Claws. Foul back up here, and that hits the window in the press box over to our right and bounces back down. Everybody is okay. Just to the right of the press box is the RWJ Barnabas Health Champions Club. So some folks sitting on the balcony over there got a brief scare. We've had these windows break up here many times, as you may know. That one is in the dirt, ball four, blocked by Nava. And third walk for Marcano. It puts runners at first and second with two out. And here's the pitching coach, Phil Condari. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza. Locations in Manchester, Toms River, and Lakewood, and a fourth at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Elsewhere in the Philly system, Double A Reading is in action at Somerset. They lead it 4-1 in the fifth inning. Griff McGarry went 2 2/3, one hit, no runs, one walk, and struck out five. And now Christian Hernandez is into the game for Reading. They played the early game 6:05 last night because of the morning game today. That's the rule now. If you play a morning game, your game the day prior can't start after 6:05. But the other affiliates playing after 12 o'clock or 12:15. Clearwater, 12 o'clock. They're hosting Bradenton. They won last night, and they have a 1-0 lead earlier today. Jordan Viers, a home run, his third of the season, the first inning for Clearwater. And Lehigh Valley has Christopher Sanchez on the mound. They're up in Worcester. And Sanchez was given up two runs in the first inning, 2-0 for the WooSox. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, the right fielder. Two on, two out, first pitch, and a strike on the outside corner. De La Rosa is on the 40-man roster for the Nats. He signed for $300,000 in 2018 and is the number 8 prospect in the system per the MLB pipeline. Swings and misses there, a fastball. Marcano ahead in the count now, 0-2. Marcano has thrown 36 pitches now, 18 strikes. And it's only the 8th batter that he's faced. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a high heater, strike 3. And the inning is over. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and two left. Wilmington has left 9 men on base through 4 innings. And the Blue Claws have a 5-3 lead on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Claws Co. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the bottom half of inning number 4. And Jersey Shore at 5-3 lead on Dustin Sines, who has not allowed an earned run, but he's given up 5 runs. The big blow, the 3-run, 2-out homer by Enric Nava, his first of the season and first as a Blue Claw, 5th career homer. That came in the bottom half of the 3rd. Anthony Kirion, Wilfredo Flores, and Casey Martin to face Sines here in the bottom half of the 4th. First pitch is hit in the air into shallow right center. Going back on it, Pena coming in. The right fielder, De La Rosa. Pena jumps up, and it drops in, a base hit just out of his reach, and a bloop single for Anthony Kirion. Our buddy Jack Miller from Manasquan High School is here today, as he was for the last morning game. And Jack says hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, Greg. It feels good to always come here. I always enjoy doing this.
Here's Wilfredo Flores, who is the left fielder. He walked his first time. And signs out of the stretch, and the pitch is in there for a strike. So Jack's a young man who has wanted to be a sports broadcaster for a few years now. When did you kind of get the bug?
I would say I kind of got the bug at like 9 or 10 years old. I would mostly just like announce football games on video games or something. Yeah.
Flores chases a slider in the count, 0-2. And the 0-2. Swinging a high. Baltimore chopped to first. Grabbed by White. Looks at second. Goes to first. Steps on the bag ahead of a racing Flores. Carry on in the scoring position at second. Three unassisted. And there is one man away. So, Jack, we met Jack for the first time. I guess it was the fall of 21 or the spring of 2022. And he's come on the air with us a couple of times. Great to have him on today. Jack called a home run last year by this guy, KC Martin, who steps in now. One out, runner at second. Pitch by Sines is in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. So who are some of your favorite broadcasters to listen to?
My favorite broadcasters to listen to, I would say, are probably Chris Fowler, Kevin Burkhart.
Who's a Jersey guy? 0-1. Bouncer to the left side. The third baseman ranges over Lipscomb, throws to first. In time, gets Martin. Carry on stays at second. It's a 5-3 ground out, two away for Caleb Ricketts. Go ahead.
And then I would say my other one is probably... that's a tough one. Dave Pasch.
Dave Pasch. You got good taste.
Yep. They're pretty good announcers.
Here's Caleb Ricketts, left-handed hitter. Swing and a miss, a fastball from Sines. And the count, nothing and one. Ricketts reached on an E6 in the third inning. Wind blowing out towards right field. 5-3, Blue Claws. And Sines' pitch is lined in the air towards right center. That's dropping, and a base hit. It drops in and rolls all the way back to the right center field wall. Carry on scores. Ricketts on his way around second. He's headed for third. Here's the relay throw on a hop. Not in time. Caleb Ricketts slides in safely with a ribby triple, and the Blue Claws have a 6-3 lead. Second Blue Claws RBI for Ricketts, who just got here to the club last Tuesday. And he smoked that one up the gap in right center field to bring in Kirion and push the Blue Claws lead to 3. Here's Nick Ward, who flew out to left field his first time. Ward 0-for-1, did not start the game, and he pops this one up into shallow left field. Out goes Barley, in comes Young. Barley, the shortstop, is there to make the catch and retire. The side jack's going to stay with us as we go to the fifth. A run, two hits, no errors, one left. Caleb Ricketts, the RBI triple. Blue Claws 6-3 on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Six-three Blue Claws. We head into the top half of the fifth inning. Caleb Ricketts with his first Jersey Shore or Shoretown Ballpark, I guess I should say, RBI. That RBI triple there in the bottom of the fourth. Caleb Farmer leading off against Rafael Marcano as Tristan Garnett warms up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. The first pitch, a fastball that misses outside of the count, 1-0. My friend Jack Miller, Manasquan High School in town here today. and on the air with us. Here's Farmer, and the pitch by Marcano is in there for a called strike. The count is 1-1. So, Jack, who's at the ballpark with your group today?
The people with my ballpark at the ballpark today are my friends Michael Disbrow, Katie Holman,
fouled
Jack
off to the right out of play.
Shea Callahan, one kid Nicholas, Maritza, basically all the kids from the Academy Club. And the teachers with me are Miss Dyer, Miss Paquetto, and Adam Schreck.
And that one, a breaking ball in the dirt, and the count is 3-1. So I know last year you guys did, you went out and sold some Blue Claws tickets right around the community. Are you guys still doing that this year?
I believe so. I believe we're going to be starting doing that in the summer.
Pitch inside, just misses. And check that. It was 2-2. It's now 3-2 on Caleb Farmer, leading off in the fifth. 6-3, Jersey Shore. And the pitch is on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. So Farmer thought that was outside, but he's punched out on the Marcano fastball. Backwards K, third for Raphael, one down in the fifth. What's your favorite part about coming out to the games? I know you've been out to the ballpark since even before you started to come out with this program in the last 2 years. And there's a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one on TJ White. So what's your favorite part about coming up to the ballpark?
I think besides announcing, I'd say probably just enjoying the game with either my friends or my family.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
Favorite baseball team, I would say maybe the Mets.
We won't hold that against you.
Or the Yankees.
1-1, we won't hold that against you either. 1-1 count to White, fastball low, and the count 2-2. T.J. White walked to the bases loaded in the third. Picked up his 13th RBI of the season. So Tristan Garnett warming up in the pen. Marcano out of the stretch, and the pitch is outside for a ball, and the count is 3-1 on T.J. White. Did you see that home run by Nava?
I did.
That was a nice shot.
Very nice.
Just got it up. It went right in the above the 8-foot-high padded wall there in left center. Popped up foul, first base side, out of play. And the count is 3-2. You want to call this pitch?
Sure thing. Count now 3-2. As it's a full count, T.J. White all ready for the pitch. And here comes a 3-2, and a swing and a miss, and T.J. White goes down swinging for the second out of the inning.
Fourth strikeout for Marcano. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Jordy Barlow, the batter. Take it away.
Joey Barlow now up to the plate as he now awaits. Here comes the pitch, and it's in there for the first strike with the count 0-1. 0-1 now, Joey Barlow getting set. Pitch clock now at 6. The 0-1, and Joey Barlow tried to bunt it, but it goes foul and out of play for the second strike. Count now 0-2. As Joey Barlow now heads back to the plate. As the Blue Rocks are now down to their final strike of the fifth inning.
Claws up 6-3.
The 0-2. Barlow hits it into deep right center field, and it's popped up and caught to put away the inning.
Marcus Lee saying the right fielder reels it in, then retires the sign. Jack will stay with us for the bottom of the fifth. 1-2-3 go the Rocks. Claws up 6-3 on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss,
Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already... Kendall Simmons leads off bottom of the fifth. Check swing at a high fastball. He went around, and the count is nothing and one. Simmons has been on twice. He doubled in the third and walked in the second. That double in the third inning extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Check swing again, and again he couldn't hold up, and it's 0-2. Dustin Sines, the lefty for Wilmington, has allowed 5 runs, only 1 earned so far over his first 4 innings. Blue Claws have 5 hits. There have been 3 errors for the Blue Rocks. Pitch low, 1-2. One of the errors, though, was on the center fielder, James Wood, and you had to give it an error, but it was really a missed call. Pitch outside, 2-2. The fly ball to center, and Wood dropped the ball after catching it, transferring to his throwing hand, trying to throw it back in and get a runner tagging up, but they ruled that he dropped the ball, which was incorrect, but had to be an error. High fly ball from Simmons into left field, but playable for Young, who drifts in. Simmons got underneath it, and Young comes in to make a one-handed grab. Kendall is retired, one man away. Jack Miller is with us, our guest. So today, your teacher, right, Miss Dyer?
Yes, that's correct.
She, your teacher, Miss Dyer?
Yes, that's correct.
So she's leaving, right?
Yeah, looks like it.
So we want to wish her the best. Here's Marcus Lee Sang, and the pitch on the way inside it hit him. Marcus not too thrilled with that, and he'll head to first. And it looks like he had a word or two for Dustin Sines. I think he's probably just more frustrated that he doesn't get the swing. And he'll walk up to first base. So he's aboard with one out. Tristan Garnett warming in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. He'll come on for the sixth. Rafael Marcano will leave the game in line for his second win of the year. He went 2 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, struck out 4. Here's Andrick Nava, who homered last time, reached on that E8 earlier, and the pitch is a big rip, fouls it back under the screen in the count, nothing and 1. On deck, Jared Carr for Jersey Shore. Lee Sang taking the lead off of first, and the pitch they throw over close, and Marcus able to dive back in. You want to call this bat at bat here?
Sure thing.
All right.
So the count now 0-1 as Andrick Nava is getting set. 0-1.
Breaking ball.
It's down low with a breaking ball, and it's now 1-1. Marcus remaining at first with the count 1-1. the pitch, and Marcus now stealing, but it goes out of, but it goes into foul territory. 1-2, the count.
Last night, the Blue Claws did not attempt a stolen base. It was only the seventh time this year in 30 games that they did not steal a base. They have 58 on the season. Marcus Lee Sang has 11 of those 58, and he'll head back to first base. Obviously, you have a left-handed pitcher today, though, which does make it a little more difficult.
The 1-2, and that is foul.
Chris Adamson is the first base coach. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, is the third base coach.
So Nava awaiting the pitch as he gets set. Pitch clock at 8. The 1-2. And Marcus caught stealing, but the pass goes over him. Now Marcus is stealing third, and they drop the ball again. But Marcus will stay at third as he's able to steal two bases, and now he's a few feet away from making it a 7-3 lead for the Blue Claws.
So that will be a stolen base for Lee Sang, his 12th of the season. And an E3 on White to allow him to head up to third. And Wilmington will bring the infield in.
So the infield in for Wilmington. Count still 1-2. The pitch, and Nava gets a base hit, and that will bring the runner home as Marcus scores. It's now 7-3, Blue Claws.
So four ribbies today for Andrick Nava, who had just one coming into the day. Three-run homer, and there's an RBI single, and the Blue Claws have a 7-3 lead. That ball was smoked, too, by Nava. That was 104 off the bat. And yeah, it gives the Blue Claws a four-run lead, and here comes the pitching coach. Out to the mound. Blue Claws baseball is brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Get deals on a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood or campingworld.com. And you may not know how affordable printing has become. Digital documents can streamline your workflow, and Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz.com, shore-biz.com. Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, heads back to the Wilmington third base dugout, and the Blue Claws have a 7-3 lead here in the fifth inning.
Now up to hit for the Blue Claws is Jared Carr with the runner on as Nava is at first base. One down. As he awaits the pitch, here it comes. And it's down low, too low, and it's a ball. As Carr awaits the next pitch with one ball, here it comes. And it's a ground ball, and this looks like a double play. And no, as they are only able to get Nava out at second, and so the Blue Claws keep the inning alive.
So Nava's out at second for out number two. Carr safe at first, 1-6 fielder's choice. So two out, he's at first, and Anthony Kirion the batter, right-handed action in the bullpen for Wilmington. And again, Tristan Garnett in the bullpen for the Blue Claws.
Anthony Corwin now at the plate for the Blue Claws. And it's a high pop-up, and it goes foul into the crowd. 0-1. So the count, 0-1. Ward at first base for the Blue Claws as they lead at 7-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Count, 0-1. Two away. Here's the pitch. And it's hot, and it's high up there for ball one. 1-1 the count. Mm-hmm. 10 on the pitch clock. And they try to catch Carr stealing, but Carr is able to safely get back on the base. Two away. The 1-1 as Carr steals. And the pitch not in time as Eric Carr is able to steal second. Another stolen base for the Blue Claws. As the pitch was in the middle for the strike, making the count now 1-2. The 1-2. And it's down low for ball two. So runner on second, two away, and the count 2-2. As Corian waits for the pitch. Here's the pitch. And down low, full count. So now a full count with two away, runner on second. Here's the 3-2. And he got him looking. And that puts away the inning. But another run comes in for the Blue Claws as they are now up four with the score now 7-3.
One run, one hit, one error, one left. Thanks, Jack. Great to see you.
Great to see you too, Greg.
7-3, Wilmington to the sixth. 7-3, Jersey Shore to the sixth on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
New pitcher for the Blue Claws is left-hander Tristan Garnett, and he'll take over. Jersey Shore, a 7-3 lead as we start the top half of the sixth inning. Top of the order for Wilmington, Viandel Pena, Jacob Young, and James Wood. Garnett, the left-hander, comes out for Marcano, the fellow lefty. Fastball strike, nothing in one. Marcano did not allow a run in 2 2/3 innings, and he walked 3. But struck out 4, and Rafael in line for his second win. Little blooper in a shallow center, backpedaling the second baseman, Simmons. He is there to make the catch. One up and one down against Garnett. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So the new pitcher is left-hander Tristan Garnett for Jersey Shore. And there is a check swinging. Jacob Young did not go, says Warren Eubanks. So ball one. Garnett's out of Cal State Dominguez Hills. He's from Portland. And the fastball high and outside. He turned 25 years old at the end of March. 11 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 6 earned runs. He's walked 6, and he struck out 12 on the season. Man, here's a liner into left field. Coming on Flores. Can't get it. Base hit. Plays it on the hop and fires it back in, holding Young to a single. So runner at first. One out. And here's James Wood, the center fielder for the Blue Rocks left-handed hitter, who is 2-for-2 with a walk. Kerryon holds Young on at first. And the pitch is pulled on the ground, foul up first. And it'll count nothing at one. Jacob Young is 16 for 17 stealing bases this year, 81 for 89 in his career, but down by four and a left-handed pitcher. Not certain to go by any stretch. Fastball high. And it's one ball and one strike on Wood. They play him to pull. Simmons over in the hole, the second baseman. Ward, the third baseman, is about 35 feet off the line. And the fastball from Garnett is inside. And it's two balls and a strike. 90 miles an hour on that fastball from Tristan. Who has been with the Phillies since July of 21. And there's a strike call. And the count even at 2-2. Wilmington has action in their bullpen out in left. And Garnett's 2-2. Swinging a foul tip held by Nava for strike three. Two away, and that'll bring up Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, who's 1-for-3. Victor Vargas, the Blue Claw starter, went 2 1/3, 3 runs on 6 hits. Marcano, 2 2/3, no runs on 1 hit. And the pitch on the way is popped up into shallow left center. Backing up on it is Casey Martin. Sunglasses on. In a step on the grass. Makes the catch. Ends the inning. No runs. 1 hit. No errors. 1 left. Bottom 6 coming up. Blue Claws 7. Blue Rocks 3. Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot. Ring toss. Balloon darts. Cat rank. Goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws 7 and Wilmington 3. Jersey Shore looking for a W after dropping the first game of the series last night. And the first pitch to Wilfredo Flores is in there for a called strike. And the count nothing and one. So Wilmington went to the bullpen here and Flores swings and misses at a breaking ball. And the count is one ball and one strike. So they have a new pitcher in the game. I believe it is. And that one cut on a miss. Breaking ball, strike three. And the catcher, Farmer, tags out Flores for out number one. Miguel Gomez is the pitcher. Well, yeah, Miguel Gomez is the pitcher here for Wilmington. They actually, believe it or not, have two number 29s on their roster, which they obviously only have one player wears 29, so it's just a typo. Here's a pop-up by Martin in back of third, and retreating is Trey Lipscomb to make the catch. And that's out number two. So, yeah, a little typo, but they have two number 29s on the roster. But this is Miguel Gomez, and he gets the first two outs quickly here in the bottom half of the sixth. Four of the seven runs for the Blue Claws have been driven in by Andrick Nava, who hit a solo homer, a three-run homer there in the bottom of the third and had an RBI single in the fifth. Caleb Ricketts takes inside, and the count is one ball, no strikes. Gomez out of the stretch, and Ricketts skies one high in the air, foul, third base side. Coming down, Lipscomb. Gomez nearly runs into Lipscomb, gets out of the way, and Lipscomb in foul ground up down about 20 feet from home plate, makes the catch, and that retires the side. 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Gomez, and we head into the seventh inning. Claws up by 4, 7-3, Jersey Shore on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB-TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Top half of the seventh inning, Shoretown Ballpark. Jersey Shore, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Wilmington, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. And Eric Mejia will lead off here against Rodolfo Sanchez, a new pitcher for the Blue Claws. First pitch is outside, and the count, 1 ball. And no strikes. So Sanchez takes over. He's the fourth pitcher of the day. Tristan Garnett, 1 inning, no runs on 1 hit there in the sixth. Pitch outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. No walks and a strikeout for Garnett. Rodolfo has allowed no runs in his last 5 2/3 innings while striking out 10 in the process. And Mejia rips one down the right field line, but fell. So Sanchez, the fourth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. Vargas went 2 1/3, 3 runs, 6 hits. Marcano, 2 2/3, no runs, 1 hit. And Garnett with a scoreless sixth inning on the 1 hit. Sanchez misses inside. Began his career with the Tampa Bay Rays and came over in a deal for right-handed pitcher Edgar Garcia. He was the player to be named later, and it was November of 2020, which was the COVID year, so he didn't pitch at all that season. And so this is now third year with the Phillies. And Mejia gets under one, lifts it in the air to left center for Jared Carr. Moves into the gap. Carr is there, waits for it, the center fielder, and makes the catch for the first down. So one away, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Jeremy De La Rosa. Sanchez has allowed just 7 hits in 12 innings so far this year, 4 earned runs, 9 walks, and he struck out 21 of the 43 batters that he's faced. So certainly a name to keep an eye on. Here's De La Rosa, who's 2 for 3, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch, and the count is nothing and one. So no balls, one strike on De La Rosa, the number 8 prospect in the national system. Swing and a miss, another slider, and the count is no balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Farmer is on deck. There's a bouncer to first. Played easily by Kirion. Thigh high, steps on the bag with his left foot. In plenty of time. Two men away. So two up, two down here in the seventh. And that'll bring up the catcher, Caleb Farmer. Looking ahead to the bottom of the seventh inning against Miguel Gomez, Blue Claws will have Nick Ward, Kendall Simmons, and Marcus Lee Singh. Simmons extended his hitting streak to 11 games with a double in the third. Casey Martin has an 8-game hitting streak, but he's 0-4 today and is not guaranteed another at-bat. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. He is up eighth from here. And because the Blue Claws have a 7-3 lead, no guarantees that they hit in the ninth. Hopefully they don't need to hit in the ninth, of course. And a breaking ball is in there, called strike 0-2. So Sanchez looking for a 1-2-3 inning. And the pitch to Farmer, slide over the dirt. And that one kicked off the shin guard of the plate umpire. I believe Jalen Goodman bounced away, 1-2. 6:35 tomorrow for the first pitch. It'll be Matt Osterberg. And then 6:35 on Friday, Jordan Fowler. Saturday is a 4:05 game with Gunnar Mayer. And Alex Garbrick will go Sunday at 1:05. 1-2 is outside. So there's your Blue Claws probables for the rest of the week. Against the Blue Rocks, first series of the season between the two. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him strike three, and that retires the sign. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Rodolfo Sanchez. Picks up his first strikeout there to win the seventh. Stretch time in Shoretown, 7-3 Jersey Shore on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Nick Ward leading off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the seventh inning. Make a left-handed batter, 0-2. Did not start, came on for Hao Yu Lee, who got hurt sliding after a base hit back in the second inning. So hopefully he's okay, but he came out of the game and Nick Ward came in. And went to third and they kicked Kendall Simmons over to second. Pitch by Miguel Gomez is inside. Seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, your friends at Jag One Physical Therapy. 1-0, swing and a miss. Are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Visit jagonept.com to make an appointment today. 1-1 on Ward. And Gomez is pitched down and inside. 2-1. Ward, Simmons, and Lee Singh for Jersey Shore against Miguel Gomez, who began the year with Fredericksburg and gave him 11 runs in 14 2/3 innings. Pitch is low. 3-1. This is his second game with Bloomington. The first one, he gave up 4 unearned runs in 1 inning. And that's been a problem today. Dustin Sines, the starter, gave up 7 runs, only 2 earned. And that is low. Good eye by Ward, who's on base yet again. And he's aboard with nobody out in the seventh. Ward has now drawn 23 walks and 123 plate appearances this season. And he's hitting 260s, but his OBP is up in the 410s. And Nick leads off first base. So War can run. Blue Claws have the lead by four in the seventh. And the pitch to Simmons is high for a strike. And the count is nothing and one. Ward has seven stolen bases this year without being caught. He's held on at first by T.J. White. Nick does have a pretty healthy lead, and he's going. Pitch a breaking ball, swing and a miss, throw to second, a little wide, and Ward easily swipes the bag. The throw sent Pena off towards the first base side of the second base bag, and Ward easily in there with stolen base number eight. On deck is Marcus Lee Seng as Jersey Shore tries to extend this four-run lead. Slow roller to first. That'll get the runner over. Picked up by White, who steps on the base. Ward goes to third on the Simmons ground out. That's out number one, and it'll bring up the aforementioned Marcus Lee Seng. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Coca-Cola. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want and taste you love. Wilmington brings the infield in here. Claws up 7-3. In the bottom half of the seventh inning. So infield in all the way around. Gomez out of the stretch. And the pitch is in the dirt. Knocked down by Farmer. Catch for the count. One ball, no strike. There's no action right now in the Blue Claws bullpen. So Rodolfo Sanchez will stay on for the eighth as Lee Seng takes outside. Last night, Jersey Shore had out-hit Wilmington 10-7, but lost the game 8-3. Today, Wilmington has all the hits, or most of the hits, popped up foul third base side. Chasing after it is Lipscomb. Long run back. It'll stay in play, but land foul out of Lipscomb's reach down near the Wilmington bullpen. And count 2-2. But Blue Claws have the four-run lead at 7-3, despite being out-hit 8-6. Wilmington left nine men on base in the first four innings, and they've left 10 men on base so far in the ballgame. They're 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Infield in, and the pitch to Lee Seng. A bouncer to first. Runner Ward has to hold at third. White grabs it, steps on the base, two men away, and here's Hendrick Nava. So Nava will bat. He already has a home run and four RBIs in the game today. He only had one RBI on the season coming in. And he matches his career high with four. He had a four RBI game last July with Clearwater down at Fort Myers. And he bounces one foul. So a chance for a fifth RBI. If he can come through with a base hit here. He's 2-for-3. In the ball game is Nava. If you're wondering, most RBIs by a Blue Claw this year is five. That was Rickson Wingrove in that two-home run, five-ribby game on May 6th at Hickory. Nava shoots one foul back into the screen. And the count is two balls and two strikes. So school day today. Some of the kids have headed back to school. But some remain on hand. 0-2 on Nava. And he swings and misses at a changeup, strike three. And the inning is over. So Nava strikes out. Side retired. Second strikeout for Miguel Gomez. No runs, no hits, a walk and a man left. We go to the eighth. 7-3 Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
how to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may.
Second inning of relief for Rodolfo Sanchez. Blue Claws 7 and Wilmington 3. TJ White will lead it off and takes ball 1 to get the top half of the 8th inning underway. Sanchez has thrown 2 innings on 3 occasions already this year. Through 1 inning, there's a strike. In his appearance on Sunday at Greensboro, struck out 2. He's had a very good year, striking out just less than half of the batters he's faced. Here's a fly ball into shallow center. Carr coming on towards right center to make the catch and runs it down 1 away. So White flies out, and that'll bring up Jordy Marley, the shortstop and number 9 hitter. Looking ahead to the bottom of the 8th, the Blue Claws need one of Carr, Kirion, or Flores to reach base. That would get Casey Martin an at-bat, and Casey has his 8-game hitting streak on the line. He's 0-for-4, though, today. Kendall Simmons had a double in the third to extend his hitting streak to 11. And there's a strike from Sanchez to Barley, the right-handed batter. And the count is nothing and one. Jordy Barley from San Pedro de Macorí, the cradle of shortstops in the Dominican Republic. Swinging and miss the slider, 0-2. And he is a shortstop himself. Today's 0-for-1 as a sac fly also was hit by a pitch. ...23-year-old is Barley, who was with Wilmington last year, too. Slow roller up third, that kick's foul. And the count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Barley came up in the Padres system. Was a deadline acquisition by the Nationals in 2021. And the pitch fouled back into the screen. And the count remains nothing and 2. It was in a trade that sent Daniel Hudson to San Diego. Grounder up third, just foul. Still 0-2 on Jordy Marley. With a win today, the Blue Claws will get back within a game of 500 at 15-16. And they would be winners of 3 of their last 4, 13 of their last 21. Here's the 0-2, and that one chopped into the Wilmington dugout on the third base side. Count still no balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow night, always a special evening, the ballpark, because the one and only, and I do mean that, the one and only Philly Fanatic will be here. 0-2, foul back, and count still 0-2. Friday night is Marvel Superhero Night with Black Panther. Saturday is Buster's birthday, presented by Judge Shaw Injury Law, and Touch 'em Trucks Day. And then Sunday, Bark in the Park, 0-2 inside, presented by Toyota World of Lakewood, 95.9 The Rat, and 100.1 WJRZ. 1-2 on Jordy Barley, top of the 8th, 7-3 Jersey Shore. Sanchez's pitch is lined down third, but foul out of play. Count still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blue Claws have been out hit in the game 8-6, but Wilmington's left 10 men on base to Jersey Shore's 5. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him on the slider, strike 3. And in many ways, kind of a reversal of last night's game, where the Blue Claws had a lot of chances, left 9 men on base, including two on in each of the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. Well, Jersey Shore will take it, and they're 4 outs from a win. My guess is we'll see Tommy McCollum pitch in there for a strike to Viandel Pena in the count, nothing and one for the ninth inning. He pitched on Sunday, but it's down and inside of the count. Is 1-0, no strikes. You could also see Sam Jacobsack, who hasn't pitched since Friday, or Chase Annell, who pitched Saturday. Fly ball into right center field by Pena. Carr drifts into the gap. Lee Sang there too. The center fielder Carr makes the one-handed catch and then retires the side. 1-2-3 inning for Rodolfo Sanchez. We've played 7.5. Jersey Shore 7, Wilmington 3, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB-TV.
They know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, new pitcher Jaron Zinn for Wilmington. Call the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Blue Claws have a 7-3 lead as Jared Carr will lead it off. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills on the train, transfer money on the go, no trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Carr's a left-handed hitter, 0-3, and takes low, 1-0 and no strikes. Zinn is 24 years old, 6'4", from Chevy Chase, Maryland. He went to Harvard, and that pitch cut on and missed by Carr, and the count 1-0 and no strikes. Now, he's from Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is considered to be the most educated town in America. As Carr takes a curveball for a strike, there was a study conducted by the Stanford Graduate School of Education, and 93% of adults residing in Chevy Chase, Maryland have at least a bachelor's degree. Pitch low, and the count 2-2. So Jaron Zinn doesn't only have a bachelor's degree, he has a Harvard degree. 2-2 on Carr. And the pitch is popped up down third, giving it a run as the third baseman Lipscomb, and it'll stay in play, and Lipscomb makes the catch. The wind blowing out towards right field just kept that in. On a normal night, that would have been in the seats, but Carr is retired for the first out. Zinn in 8 games this year, 9 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He's walked 8, and he has struck out 15. With the Blue Rocks, faced one batter, or 3 batters on Sunday, walked 2, and got 1 out against Brooklyn. Here's Anthony Carrion, who's 1 out of 3. And the pitch high and tight, and did that hit him? Almost. 1-0, no strikes. Blue Claws, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Wilmington, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. And Tommy McCollum is warming up in the bullpen, as we suspected, for the Blue Claws for the ninth. Fastball low. And the count is 2-0. Kerryon drives one high in the air to center. It sends Wood back to the track, and he's there. Right on the warning track in front of the center field wall. He makes the catch. Two away. Didn't quite get all of that, I don't think, at least based on the sound. But the wind carries it out there far enough. And here is Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder, who has walked, grounded out, and struck out. First pitch on the way is a curveball, and that's a little high. Count one ball, no strikes. Jersey Shore 7-3, looking for a win in game two of the series after dropping the opener last night. 1-0 the count on Flores. That's high, and it's 2-0. Sines, the starter, went 5, allowed 7 runs, but only 2 earned. Gave up 6 hits, 2 walks, struck out 2. As Flores pulls one foul. The big hit was the 3-run home run by Hendrick Nava in the bottom half of the third inning. That put the Blue Claws ahead 5-3, and they've led ever since. 2-1, that's inside. Casey Martin on deck. If Flores does not reach base, barring a disaster in the ninth, Casey's hitting streak will end at 8 games. He's 0-4. But if Flores does get on base, then Martin will get a chance to extend it. That ball caught the umpire, Jalen Goodman, so his partner Warren Eubanks comes down, and one of the members of the Blue Claws training staff comes out to talk to Goodman. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll have plenty of options to choose from in your used car search at Toyota World of Lakewood. Goodman's fine. Flores steps back in. You'll find the same new Toyota models in our used inventory, which means a pre-owned Camry, RAV4, or Tundra could be yours. Toyota World of Lakewood. Fastball low on Route 88 or at lakewoodtoyota.com. Tommy McCollum getting ready for the ninth inning, and Flores draws the walk. So KC Martin does get a chance to extend this hitting streak. First walk for Jaren Zinn. And here is Casey, who is 0-4 in the ball game today. Coming into the day, he was 11-31 over that 8-game hitting streak. Fastball, that's at the knees, a strike. 0-1 on Martin with Caleb Ricketts, who smoked an RBI triple up the gap in right center. Back in the fourth inning, awaiting next. Flores a good lead off first. And he's going. Pitch is lifted down the right field line, tailing away from De La Rosa into the corner. The wind's got it. Pushes it foul. And it's out of play, 0-2. Flores, by the way, 3 out of 5 on the bases this year. Jersey Shore has stolen 3 in the game. 1 by Lee Sang, 1 by Carr, 1 by Ward. See if Flores is going again. 0-2 to Martin. Zinn out of the stretch. He is going, and the pitch is outside. They throw to second on target in plenty of time, and Ward is out. So that's how Casey Martin's hitting streak will likely come to a close. No runs, no hits, a walk, a caught stealing, nobody left. We go to the ninth inning, Claws up 7-3 on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
New pitcher for the Blue Claws is big right-hander Tommy McCollum, who takes over for the ninth inning. Jacob Young, James Wood, Trey Lipscomb to face him. 2-3-4. Blue Claws up 7-3. And the pitch, a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. McCollum, the right-hander from North Carolina. And a high pop into right. Lee Sang doesn't see it. Now he picks it up. He has to go back on it, and the wind pushes it foul out of play. Sunny skies, of course, today. Not a cloud out there. And Marcus was a little late picking that up, but no harm done. Ball sailed into foul territory anyway. He had no chance at it. So just a harmless foul ball. McCollum is the fifth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore, the right-hander from Wingate University, and he misses low there. And the count, 1-2. 11 innings, just 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 10 walks, 21 strikeouts for McCollum, who's faced 46 batters this season and struck out 21 of them. A few too many walks, though, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. So one away. And that'll bring up James Wood. McCollum was our guest a couple of weeks ago on Hook, Line, and Splitter. And by the way, we posted an episode yesterday that you're going to love. It's a book interview with Ryan McGee. I didn't get a chance to talk about it much today. We will tomorrow. Here's James Wood. And he fouls it off third base side out of play. Count nothing and one. But McCollum was on a couple of episodes ago. He was awesome. And one of the things he talked about was how they're trying to add a splitter for him. 0-1 the count. And there's a strike, a fastball, 94 miles an hour. And the count 0-2 on the lefty, James Wood, who has 2 hits and 3 at-bats plus a walk. So during spring training, Roger Clemens was there. That's a split, and it's outside for a ball, and the count 1-2. And Clemens was in Clearwater, of course, because his son Cody's on the Phillies. And they asked him if he would speak to the minor leaguers. That's outside, and the count 2-2. And he did. He spoke to all the minor league pitchers. McCollum, of course, was in the group. And then after the talk was over, because they were teaching McCollum a splitter in the spring, or working with him on the splitter in the spring, pitch low. That was the split. Skips into the dirt, 3-2. They pulled McCollum aside, and he talked with Clemens for a few minutes. And just cool learning experience. They talked about, you know, different grips and approaches to that pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Got him looking. Strike 3. 96 from Tommy McCollum. And he strikes out James Wood looking for out number 2. So McCollum with back-to-back strikeouts to start the night. And that'll bring up Trey Lipscomb. McCollum signed in July of 2021. He still had a year of eligibility at Wingate. He had just won the Division II national title. Swing and a miss. Splitter. 0-1. In North Carolina, he was actually up in Massachusetts at the Cape Cod League. Phillies called. And off he went. 0-1 pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. He probably would have been here, almost certainly would have been here last year, but he got hurt fielding a ground ball, running over to cover, slipped, broke his leg, and missed the rest of the season. That was late June. So he didn't get up here last year, but he's off to a good start this year. 0-2, bouncing a second, this should do it. Simmons charges, scoops it up, lobs it over to first, and plenty of time, the ballgame's over, and the Blue Claws win it 7-3. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Tommy McCollum, And the Blue Claws bullpen, which struggled a bit last night, was superb today. 6 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. 2 2/3 from Marcano, 1 from Garnett, 2 from Sanchez, 1 from McCollum, and the Blue Claws are back in the win column. 7-3 this afternoon at Shoretown Ballpark over Wilmington. 7 runs on 6 hits for the Blue Claws, 1 error. 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for the Blue Rocks. Rafael Marcano is the winning pitcher, 2-1, and Dustin Sines takes the loss. He is 1-2 on the season. Blue Claws 15-16. Wilmington is 18-16 on the year. 2 hours and 33 minutes to play it, and I did not see the attendance. Out-of-town scoreboard. Insurance Office of America or IOA insures businesses in our area for property, general liability, business auto, workers' comp, employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma at 732-751-2900. 732-751-2900. Lehigh Valley trails Worcester 3-2 in the fifth. Reading 9-1. About to wrap up a win over Somerset. Griff McGarry 2 2/3 scoreless. 5 strikeouts. Clearwater 4-0 winners over Bradenton. Leaders over Bradenton today. That game is in the top half of inning number 6. Blue Claws will be back in action tomorrow at 6:30 against Wilmington. Matt Osterberg on the mound. Multi-hit games today. Just one. Andrick Nava, 2-for-4 with a home run and 4 runs batted. And the attendance today, by the way, 4,538. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Final score, Blue Claws 7, Blue Rocks 3 on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.